Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. This is, I tell you, I am stoked today because what we're covering, what we're on, couldn't be any better. I mean, literally, when you think about it, growing your organization is what it's all about. And when you grow the right organization, you only have to do it once. And a lot of people out there say, well, no, maybe I have to do it two times or three times or four times. Not so. Literally not so. If you do this right, if you're, I don't care if it's a brick and mortar business, direct selling, MLM, I don't care if you're a pharmaceutical rep, if you do it right, it will last forever. We are in Chet Holmes' book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, How to Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. We're on number two, instituting higher standards and regular training, basically pre-programming your organization to run like a fine-tuned machine. This is what people don't realize sometimes, is that if you want to grow your organization, you want to grow it big, you want to grow it tight, then to do that, training is a must. Listen to what he writes here. Chet writes this. This comes from the Harvard Business Review. It says only 10% of the population has what's called the learning mindset. These are people who seek out and enjoy learning. The other 90% of the population will not look to improve their skills unless they have to as part of their job requirement. Let's stop there for a second and think about this. This isn't the 80-20 rule. This is a 90-10 rule. That means that of the 20% that really get out there and do 80% of the effort, only half of them are continuing to do their training, continuing to improve themselves, continuing to move to that next challenge. Maybe, just maybe, this is one of the reasons that we see top-end leaders jump sometimes from company to company. They are not growing themselves. And if you don't grow yourself, then the only way to keep your organization challenged, the only way to keep your attrition rates down, are to be able to jump to something new, to keep people focused, to keep people happy. Now, this is interesting when you think about it. I hope some of the CEOs and top leaders that I'm listening to right now analyze this for a second. Marketing is massively important when you're building your brand. No doubt about that. But if you cannot continue to train both your internal and external field force, and when I'm talking about internal field force, I'm talking about your customer service reps, those people that are answering the phone to take care of your field force, to take care of the customers, if you're not continually growing this, then nothing is going to happen. This is interesting as we analyze this out. Chet goes on and he asks this question, what if your doctor wasn't required to keep up with the up-to-date with the medical advances? How would that look in your case? What about your insurance agent, your life insurance agent, your car insurance? What happens if they don't keep up with what's going on? What about your stockbroker? See, training is the backbone. It's the key. I have four fundamentals that I train on in marketing. Prospecting, presenting, closing, and training. Those are your four. Prospecting, presenting, closing, and training. Those are the four fundamentals. Training may be the most important because without the training, you don't know how to prospect, present, or close. See, this is folks, I'm going to stop. When I train, when I do coaching lessons, when I do these radio shows with Radio Free Mind, I hope y'all understand that I'm one of those 10%ers. I am constantly improving my skills. I'm constantly looking for new challenges, both inside and outside of my core influence. I'm very astute when it comes to internet security and identity theft protection, when it comes to how to protect children and parents from sex traffickers. I've studied a lot of social justice causes like this. At the same time, I'm pretty good at woodworking and construction and stuff like that. I'm even getting better at marriage and being a dad. See, when you constantly are training, when you're working with people, when you learn how to grow teams, when you learn how to consult with top end people, when you learn social media, which of all the people out there, social media is fun, but most people don't understand it, and most people never take the time to learn about the analytics behind social media, so they never know if they're actually succeeding or not. They might count it on friend. Now, you say, Troy, you're going down a rabbit hole. No, what I'm trying to do is show you that if you're not continually training, if you're not focusing on being in the 10% that wants to better themselves, then you end up in the 90% that are just getting by in your business. And that's what you don't. Chet Wright says, some managers view training as an interference with work to be done. But think of the tale of the two woodworkers, woodcutters. Woodcutter A cuts wood all day long. Woodcutter B keeps stopping and setting down. At the end of the day, woodworker B has three times more wood than woodworker A. Woodworker A shakes his head and says, how can this happen? You've been working all day. And woodworker B says, I wasn't resting. I was sharpening my saw. See, we've got to take time to sharpen our skills, to sharpen our saw, to sharpen our mentality, our core competency. If we don't, we fail. BK Breako, the founder and CEO of Vima, is constantly reading books, constantly getting audios and sticking them in his CD player and listening to him as he drives, listening to him on the plane, listening as he goes around. He's constantly providing training material for his top leaders in the field, for his brand new distributors in the field so that they can continue to grow. He understands that you've got to use every medium possible in order to explode the growth of your company and to lower the attrition. See, this is key. Sadly, we don't see this. Most of the time what we do is we see people thrown out there on their own. One of the reasons I created MLM Help Desk is because I wanted to provide training. What I found out was the training gets mixed in with all the news and gossip and all the stuff going on. So we're creating a brand new website called Training Archives, where we will do nothing but present training to folks, paid and unpaid, because I want to be able to give back what I've received. I was on the phone last night with Garrett McGrath, one of the top leaders that I know in network marketing. Loves the Lord, loves his teams, very focused. Man, just a great guy all around. He has focused on training since the day he got into network marketing. He creates training materials. He presents books to people and tells them what to get. He is constantly one of these guys that wants his team to always become better than he is. See, that's what you've got to do. So how do you do it? Do you just leave people on your own? No. You need to focus. And what I've always done is gone outside the industry. I look at other industries to see what they're doing. Chet talks about Citigroup and Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bankers Trust. They were clients of his. He says all of these have classroom-style training programs with policies and procedures. If you take a look at some of my friends, people that I respect who are what we call internet marketers, I mean the gurus, the Russell Bronsons, the Jack Humphreys, these type of people, here's what you see, the Stephen Pierces. When they hold their training events, it's all classroom-style. They have people sitting there where they can have their laptops open. They give them notebooks to look at. They have big screens going across the room where they're talking with people and they're showing them all this stuff. They use all the senses that are necessary to be able to get the repetition inside their heart. See, that's the key. That's the key to growth. But most of the time, it's a blow-off deal. I'll remember the best training I ever received was in boot camp, the Marine Corps boot camp. And we used classroom training. We used repetition, obviously. We used one-on-one training. We used hand-to-hand training. We used group training. They used visual aids. We didn't have the internet back then. Slides, pictures, all that. Everything necessary to train us in repetition. It wasn't until about 2 years outside of boot camp that I realized what they had trained me to do. See, so many times we go through things and we don't even realize that we're being trained. See, for hours upon hours upon hours, we would march on a parade deck. Day one, when we got into boot camp on January 14, 1982, it's the first full day I'm sitting there. I didn't realize I was being trained, but I had a drill instructor, and he said, how many people can volunteer to help me do some stuff around the compound? Man, I was bored to tears just sitting there doing nothing. I raised my hand. He said, all right, come with me. I want you to come over here. He said, just sit in that chair right there, and I'll come back and get you in a little bit, and we'll do something. 4 hours later, he came back and got me. He said, man, I already done. Didn't need your help. So I'm going back to the squad and just the platoon sit down. We'd sit there. A little bit later, they'd raise their hand. Hey, guys, come here. I need some help. We'd go somewhere else. Sometimes we'd pick up trash or something. Most of the time they'd have us set somewhere and we'd set. So we were learning patience. The other thing they wanted us to learn is to be observant to what was going on around us, which we quickly did. See, each step of your training is important. And that's what Chet talks about. But sometimes you don't realize how much training that you're going to be going through and how long it's going to take you. Chet talks about this, and I thought this was imperative here. He says, for 3 months, there was barely any progress. He's talking about some training they were doing for one of their clients. He goes, even in our own company, the sales team probably would have given up had we not had this continual training process. But after 3 months of steady marketing to the executives of a manufacturing company, and more or less forcing the sales staff to keep calling the same prospects who kept saying no, we started to make nice progress. Every week we would go over what the salespeople were saying and what the prospects were saying. In each case, I'd tune up their skills. Within 6 months, the sales crew had gotten in to see 54% of those they targeted. Now here's how he sums this up, and I thought this is good. With consistent, relentless, and organized training on just this specific concept, we raised the standard dramatically and then policied it throughout the organization. These salespeople learned that consistency in their approach, no matter how many times they were rejected, results in a tremendous conversion rate of prospects to buying clients. They are now masters at selling in their industry. I read that and I got to thinking back again to boot camp. Because I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, every day, because of my personality, I would hear my drill instructors yell, "Dooley, begin." And what that means is I was going to start doing push-ups. Because somewhere along the line, for whatever reason, they thought I was being disrespectful to them. And it wasn't disrespect. I just questioned any authority. It doesn't matter who you are. And I'm sitting there, and I would begin. And here's what would happen. Now, they could have yelled. They could have screamed. They did that. They used some words that even I can't use on internet radio. But what they did was they took and they made me do something. So I'm sitting there doing push-ups. I'm doing set-ups. I'm doing bends and thrusts. I'm holding M16s, one in each hand, with my arms outstretched. Do you realize what my body looked like when I came out of boot camp? I had also learned to change the tonality in my voice when I was asking a question to authority. So that they wanted to understand that I really was questioning what they said, not questioning who they were or the position that they were in. Training, consistent, relentless. We got up at the same time every day. Do you realize that no matter what time I go to bed today at 46 years old, I still get up at the same time I did when I was 18 in boot camp, which is when the sun rises. It could be at 6 o'clock, it could be at 5:30, it just depends on what time of the year it is, but when that sun, my body, my internal clock, this is what relentless repetition does. But we don't do it in network marketing. We don't do it in direct sales. We tell people, oh, you're in business for yourself. You know, you don't have to do that. It's nothing's mandatory. I'm telling you, if you want to grow your business, if you're an owner, if you're a CEO, if you're thinking about doing this, if you're in the field, if you want to grow your business, then it starts with you. And you better make training mandatory. You better make it a part of the skill set to get the next promotion. Matter of fact, I would challenge every leader in the field or at the home office, before somebody can rank advance, don't do it on volume alone. Do it on a little bit of training. They can have the volume, but until they've gone through some kind of training to make sure that you know that they're getting it, I'm not sure I'd let them rank advance. And I've been in the field, so that's coming from somebody that's saying, I've seen the result. We want to know why people fail. They fail because they've not been trained. They've not been coached right. I look at this kind of like I do the Civil War. You know, and I may step on some toes here, and you know what? You don't have to listen to the radio show. But when you go back to the Civil War, and you look at what the Yankees had to say, they said they were coming down and they were going to take over the South, and I'm ad-libbing this, but I can show you pretty much where this is in history. And they were going to free the slaves. And here's what they did. They came down into the South, they won the war, and they freed the slaves. And these people who for generations in some cases had been taking orders from other people, white people, had no clue what to do. A lot of them didn't even leave the plantation. A lot of them just didn't know what to do. They ended up out. Their kids were starving. They were hoping for food. The same thing is true here. We have a bunch of people that come into our business, and we tell them they're going to get financial freedom. All you got to do is get on auto ship and go talk to everybody within 3 feet of you, and sooner or later somebody's going to say yes. We don't train them. We don't educate them. We don't coach them. We don't teach them a new skill set. And all we do is make a problem worse. We give our critics a reason to say 95% of network marketers fail. Whose fault is it? Ours. We're the leaders. We're the ones on this radio show this morning. We're the ones that are saying we want to be better. We're in the 10%. We want to educate ourselves. We want to grow. See, that's the key. When you add a training discipline to your company and you make it mandatory that you're trained, that your field force is trained, then you're setting a new standards for your training. See, deliberate and consistent training radically improves in the team and the understanding of the company's objectives. It helps us raise that new set of standards of performance. Here's what Chet says. Listen to this. If you don't train, you cannot expect people to get to the next level. This is why most companies stay small or have to consistently waste time addressing the same issues and problems over and over. I'm going to use a company who I actually have gotten to enjoy, the CEO of this company. But they are clueless as a box of rocks on how to grow a network marketing company. Matter of fact, they were so clueless that the greatest products that they had, products that they were still selling outside of network marketing, they didn't allow inside of network marketing. It's a company called Accelerate. You may have heard of the Bozzy juice. Here it's shaking here in my hands. I use their protein mix constantly. I've used their hydration mix constantly. And it just frustrates the fire out of me. Because this is a company that had the assets in-house and in the field to have become a great legend in network marketing. But because it had no training whatsoever, they left it up to the field force only. They didn't know how to do this right. Here's what happened. They're no longer in network marketing. What could have been will never be. Because they lacked the discipline to put the training in the process at the home office. The field force was highly trained, highly motivated, highly focused, but the people in the home office didn't seem to know their head from a hole in the butt, to be quite honest. I mean, it was bad. Training will make you money. The right training will take your company to a new level. The right training, quality training, is guaranteed to put the people in the field into profitability. Listen to what I just said. Quality training is guaranteed to put your field force into profitability. And if your field force is making money above and beyond what they're investing each and every month in marketing materials, in auto ship, your company will continue to grow. I used this last week. I was talking actually with Tom Hopp. We were collaborating on a book and chatting about this. I said what one of the main problems in network marketing is that they never want to talk about sales. I said, and I just drove down the road today, and on the back of the car, it said, "I sell Avon." Wow. What about if you said, "I sell Herbalife. I sell prepaid legal. I sell Bozzi." Think about that for a second. Is this not sales? I mean, I understand we're sharing. I understand that we're building relationships. But if you haven't focused on those four basic fundamentals, prospecting, presenting, closing, and training, your people aren't doing anything. All they think about is, I got to go talk about the business opportunity. I got to talk about the business opportunity. Folks, let me tell you something, especially you new CEOs that listen to this show. If all you're doing is trying to create some fictitious, cool-sounding money story, and all you're doing is focused on the business opportunity, you will not become a billion-dollar powerhouse. I'm not talking about, well, Troy, in 5 years we sold $1 billion. I'm talking about a single year that you're one of the top five that continually do $1 billion in sales every year. You'll never see it happen. Matter of fact, if you'll take time to go to MLM Help Desk and you look at some of the top companies in the world, here's what you're going to see. Some of them do $1 billion a year with one-third of the amount of sales reps that U.S.-based companies do. Because when you get outside of the United States, they don't sell the business opportunity. They sell the products of the company. People that want to be in business for themselves understand that the product works, and we want to be a part of it. Somebody asked me the other day, "Are you part of Vima?" And I said, "Nope, but the product works for me. It works for my babies. We love it, and that's why we use it." People were freaking out. We were sitting there chatting and talking, and they said, you're kidding me. We said, "No, it really does work." Somebody asked me the other day, "Troy, did you join Revolution with Derek Bros?" I said, "No. But after drinking almost 24 cans of Defense, which is an antioxidant tea, and warming it up instead of coffee and drinking it, when my kids got sick this last month, I didn't catch any of this stuff. Now, maybe I'm just healthy, but what I've done is when I like something and I feel like I see it, it works. Body balance from Life Force. I'm not in Life Force, but I've seen the results personally. Folks, when you look at stuff like this, this is what I'm talking about. When you go through, when you see this kind of training, when you understand companies that market their products and the people have been trained on what those products can do for them, the sky's the limit. See, that's one of the things I'm doing, a new review on this company called Evolve. I don't understand it all. Don't even call me. Don't send emails. Don't say, "Troy, what do you think?" I don't have a clue. But here's one thing that I do know. When I was on the phone last night with Garrett McGrath, he didn't talk to me about the business opportunity. Matter of fact, we didn't even get into that. He was sharing with me the science behind the product. You want to know something about Garrett? When I first talked to him, when he was in a company called Accelerate, what he talked to me about was the science behind the product. And the funny thing, this is so hilarious. The funny thing was, when the first time I talked with Tom Chenault about Bozzi, about Accelerate, you want to know what he talked to me about? He talked to me about the science behind the product, but here's what he said. He said, "Troy, I don't know a lot about the science behind the product. You need to talk to Gilhouse on that, but I can tell you how to build the business." Okay, that makes sense. So Jimmy and I talked. Jimmy shared with me about the product. Then he shared with me about the business opportunity. And now get this. This was the funny part. Here's what Jim did. Jim says, "Troy, I know all about the way to make money in this thing, but what I want to do is let's do a three-way with Chenault again because I want him to share with you about the money opportunity in this business." See how this works? See the training that went involved in that? And now I'm seeing, because Jim's over with me doing our thing, and Chenault's over doing his thing, and Garrett's over here, but when you look at how the three of these guys have separated, the training from the original company, it's still the same. Training is the key. Chet says this, train or be derailed. See, I'm a firm believer in that. I believe that if you do not train your people correctly, from inside to outside, your company will fail. I got an email the other day from a company, my former company actually, one of my top leaders, who had written to the company and said, you know, I want to show you an email that I got from a customer. Not a distributor, but a customer. And here's what she says. And oh, it was scathing. Customer service, actually tech support is what they call it, did not take care of her problems, told her it wasn't their fault, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Had this been the first time I'd heard this, it would have been, okay, well, that happens. But this was about the fifth or sixth time that I've heard this from different people that don't even know each other across the country. I realized something very quick. Tech support was very good at fixing problems. They were lousy at customer service. They were lousy at understanding human nature. They were lousy at saying, hey, you know what, I am so sorry you're going through that. Let's see what we can do about this. Instead, they'd been taught, well, that's not our problem. We don't do that. Train or be derailed. See, this is the concept. Listen to what Chet says here. I think this is pretty powerful. Some people fear that they won't remember things when they're in a crisis, but your brain has a crisis scan function that kicks in during those situations. When adrenaline is pumped into your system, your brain speeds up, searching for what it has available to get you through the crisis. Over the years of teaching self-defense, I heard many examples of this when somebody in a crisis would not just remember what to do, but would even remember me teaching them the move. Let's go back to boot camp again. We went through some rigorous training. We went through night fire. We went through maneuvers. We saw hours and hours and hours of video of live fire war. We practiced hand-to-hand combat. We went through some rigorous psychological training. At the time, I thought, man, I know now why they call it the few, the proud, the Marines. But I did not understand until I got into live situations that what they had created was a mechanism in my brain. And when I'm in a crisis mode, I can honestly tell you, my brain kicks in. If I could put a compensation plan to this, I would. Because I've seen it. Whether I'm looking down the barrel of a pistol, knowing that the intent of the other end is to shoot it, whether I'm in physical combat, or whether I'm trying to strategically manipulate my way out of some kind of a crisis situation. When we went through hurricane crisis, when we went as first responders to help over in Mississippi, we saw this in live action. In my own marriage, certain times I've seen this come up so that I could get out of a crisis that I had put myself in by talking when I should have been listening. I'm in a situation right now that it's been actually very hard not to do that. See, folks, training is the key. If you want to watch your business grow, then you have to focus on the training. You need to buy Chet's book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. Whether you're a distributor or a CEO, I highly recommend this book. If you're a CEO, I would highly recommend going to chetholmes.com, seeing if you can get him to talk to your company. I think it would be an amazing change for you. This industry needs to get back to realizing we are in the sales business. Yes, we personal development, we want to do that. That's important. But if you're not moving product to an end user, if all you're doing is trying to create a company with a money story, you will not have longevity and you will not become a billion-dollar powerhouse. Tomorrow, executing effective meetings, how to work together to improve every aspect of your company. It's going to be powerful. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I mean, literally, that's what it's all about. I love this. I love doing this radio show. Folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Radio for your mind. Bye now.